Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present Grenada, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 13, Storm and Strength. The 21st century brought new challenges for Grenada as it faced the wrath of natural disasters, the realities of climate change, and the ongoing struggle for economic stability. Despite the trials, the island's resilience and determination shone through, transforming crises into opportunities for renewal and growth. This chapter explores Grenada's response to these challenges, focusing on the impact of hurricanes, the island's recovery efforts, and the broader implications of environmental and economic resilience. The wrath of nature, Hurricanes Ivan and Emily. Grenada's vulnerability to natural disasters became starkly evident in 2004 and 2005, when Hurricanes Ivan and Emily wreaked havoc on the island. These events marked some of the darkest days in Grenada's recent history, but also showcased the indomitable spirit of its people. Hurricane Ivan, September 2004. On September 7, 2004, Hurricane Ivan, a Category 3 storm, made landfall in Grenada, causing widespread destruction. With winds exceeding 120 miles per hour, Ivan devastated the island, leaving a trail of destruction in its wake. Impact on infrastructure. Nearly 90% of homes were damaged or destroyed, including critical public buildings such as schools, hospitals, and government offices. The electricity grid was decimated, and water supplies were disrupted. Agricultural losses. Grenada's agricultural sector, particularly its nutmeg industry, suffered catastrophic losses. The storm uprooted nutmeg trees that had taken decades to mature, threatening the livelihoods of thousands of farmers. Human cost. Ivan claimed the lives of 39 Grenadians and displaced thousands. Communities were left to pick up the pieces amid widespread devastation and uncertainty. Hurricane Emily, July 2005. Less than a year after Ivan, Hurricane Emily struck Grenada on July 14, 2005. While not as powerful as its predecessor, Emily compounded the damage, particularly in the northern regions of the island. Cumulative impact. For communities still recovering from Ivan, Emily was a devastating blow. Houses that had been partially repaired were destroyed, and already struggling farmers faced further losses. The response, recovery, and rebuilding. Grenada's response to these twin disasters was a testament to the resilience and determination of its people. The recovery process, while arduous, laid the foundation for a more sustainable and disaster-resilient future. Emergency response. In the immediate aftermath of Ivan and Emily, Grenada received international assistance from countries such as the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom, as well as organizations like the United Nations and the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, DEMA. Emergency shelters were established, and aid flowed in the form of food, water, and medical supplies. Government initiatives. The Grenadian government, under Prime Minister Keith Mitchell, launched a comprehensive recovery program focused on rebuilding infrastructure, restoring public services, and supporting affected communities. Efforts were made to secure international loans and grants to fund large-scale reconstruction projects, including the rebuilding of schools, health centers, and roads. Community resilience. At the grassroots level, Grenadians came together to support one another, showcasing remarkable solidarity. Families shared resources. Neighbors helped rebuild homes, and local organizations played a critical role in coordinating aid efforts. Agricultural recovery. The devastation of the nutmeg industry was a major blow to Grenada's economy. Recovery programs focused on replanting nutmeg trees, diversifying crops, and introducing more resilient farming practices to mitigate future risks. Climate change and vulnerability. The hurricanes of 2004 and 2005 underscored Grenada's vulnerability to the effects of climate change. Rising sea levels, more frequent and intense storms, and shifting weather patterns posed ongoing challenges for the island. Environmental impact. Coastal erosion, coral reef degradation, and deforestation became pressing issues, threatening Grenada's natural beauty and biodiversity. Efforts to combat these issues included reforestation programs, marine conservation initiatives, and the establishment of protected areas. Global advocacy. Grenada emerged as a vocal advocate for climate action on the international stage. The government participated in global climate conferences, pushing for greater support for small island developing states, SIDS, disproportionately affected by climate change. Partnerships with organizations like the Global Environment Facility, GEF, and the Green Climate Fund, GCF, provided funding for climate resilience projects. Renewable energy initiatives. Recognizing the need to reduce reliance on fossil fuels, Grenada invested in renewable energy projects, including solar, wind, and geothermal power. These initiatives aim to create a more sustainable energy future while reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Economic diversification and resilience. In the wake of natural disasters, Grenada sought to diversify its economy to reduce dependence on agriculture and tourism, both of which were highly vulnerable to external shocks. Tourism recovery and growth. Tourism rebounded strongly after the hurricanes, with investments in new hotels, resorts, and attractions. Marketing campaigns highlighted Grenada's natural beauty and cultural heritage, attracting visitors from around the world. The development of ecotourism and community-based tourism offered opportunities for sustainable growth while preserving the island's unique identity. Education and technology. Grenada invested in education and technology to foster innovation and create new economic opportunities. Initiatives included expanding access to higher education, promoting technical training, and supporting the growth of the information technology sector. Entrepreneurship and small businesses. Programs to support small businesses and entrepreneurs helped drive economic recovery. Grenadians embraced opportunities to start businesses in sectors such as agro-processing, crafts, and renewable energy. The strength of community. At the heart of Grenada's recovery was the strength of its communities. The shared experiences of loss and rebuilding forged a renewed sense of unity and resilience. Cultural revival. Grenada's cultural traditions, including carnival, music, and festivals, played a vital role in fostering community spirit. These events provided opportunities for celebration and healing, reminding Grenadians of their shared identity and resilience. Youth and women's empowerment. Programs aimed at empowering youth and women help build stronger, more inclusive communities. Education, mentorship, and leadership development initiatives created pathways for the next generation to contribute to Grenada's progress. Diaspora contributions. The Grenadian diaspora played an important role in the nation's recovery, sending remittances, donating to relief efforts, and investing in local businesses. The connection between Grenadians at home and abroad strengthened during this period, fostering a sense of global solidarity. Lessons from the storms. The experiences of Hurricanes Ivan and Emily provided valuable lessons for Grenada, shaping its approach to disaster preparedness, climate resilience, and national development. Disaster preparedness. Grenada implemented comprehensive disaster management plans, including early warning systems, emergency response protocols, and public education campaigns. Investments in resilient infrastructure, such as hurricane-resistant buildings and flood mitigation systems, reduced the risk of future disasters. Sustainability as a guiding principle. The emphasis on sustainability became a cornerstone of Grenada's development strategy. Environmental conservation, renewable energy, and sustainable tourism were prioritized to ensure long-term resilience. The power of unity. The hurricanes demonstrated the importance of community, solidarity, and collective action. Grenadians learned that by working together, they could overcome even the most devastating challenges. Conclusion. The story of Grenada in the 21st century is one of resilience, adaptation, and hope. Faced with the devastating impacts of natural disasters, the island and its people rose to the challenge, rebuilding their homes, communities, and spirits. As Granada continues to navigate the complexities of a changing world, the lessons of this era serve as a powerful reminder of the strength and determination that define its character. Chapter 14, A Nation in Transformation. The turn of the 21st century marked a period of profound transformation for Granada. Emerging from the shadows of political turmoil, natural disasters, and economic struggles, the nation embarked on a journey of reinvention. Granada embraced change, leveraging its cultural heritage, natural resources, and the resilience of its people to forge a path toward modernization, sustainability, and global relevance. This chapter delves into Granada's strides in governance, innovation, and societal development, exploring how the island continues to evolve while remaining deeply rooted in its history. Political stability and governance. Granada's political landscape in the 21st century reflected its growing maturity as a democratic nation. The island's leadership focused on fostering stability, improving governance, and addressing the needs of its citizens. Elections and leadership. Continuity and change. The alternation of power between the new National Party, NNP, and the National Democratic Congress, NDC, signaled the robustness of Granada's democratic system. Elections were largely peaceful, with voter turnout reflecting the population's engagement in shaping their future. Keith Mitchell's leadership. As one of Granada's longest-serving prime ministers, Keith Mitchell played a significant role in shaping the nation's development. His administration emphasized economic growth, tourism expansion, and technological advancement. Good governance initiatives. Efforts to enhance transparency, accountability, and public participation were central to Granada's governance reforms. Anti-corruption measures and public sector modernization aimed to rebuild trust in institutions and improve service delivery. Programs to empower local governments and community organizations gave citizens a greater voice in decision-making. Challenges in governance. Balancing economic development with social equity remained a challenge. Granada's leaders grappled with issues such as unemployment, income inequality, and the need for inclusive policies that address the needs of vulnerable populations. Economic diversification and growth. Granada's economy underwent significant transformation in the 21st century, driven by diversification efforts and strategic investments. Tourism as an economic driver. Tourism continued to be a cornerstone of Granada's economy, with the island branding itself as a premier destination for ecotourism, wellness retreats, and cultural experiences. Investments in luxury resorts, boutique hotels, and cruise ship infrastructure enhanced Granada's appeal, attracting a growing number of international visitors. Community-based tourism initiatives empowered local entrepreneurs and showcased Granada's unique heritage, from spice farms to traditional crafts. The blue economy. Granada emerged as a leader in the blue economy, leveraging its maritime resources for sustainable growth. Fisheries, marine conservation, and renewable energy projects highlighted the island's commitment to preserving its natural assets while creating economic opportunities. Partnerships with international organizations facilitated research and investment in ocean-based industries. Agricultural innovation. While agriculture remained a vital sector, Granada embraced innovation to enhance productivity and resilience. Programs to modernize farming practices, promote organic production, and develop value-added products revitalized the industry. Granada's nutmeg and cocoa industries, iconic symbols of its identity, received renewed attention, with efforts to promote these products in international markets. Technology and innovation. The government prioritized technology as a catalyst for economic transformation. Initiatives to expand internet access, promote digital literacy, and attract tech-based investments positioned Granada as a hub for innovation in the Caribbean. Education and human capital development. Investing in education and skills development became a cornerstone of Granada's strategy to empower its citizens and prepare for a knowledge-based economy. Expanding access to education. Efforts to improve access to education at all levels, from primary to tertiary, aim to bridge gaps and create opportunities for all Granadians. Scholarships, school construction projects, and teacher training programs enhance the quality of education. Partnerships with international universities, such as St. George's University, solidified Granada's reputation as an educational destination and provided local students with opportunities for higher learning. vocational training, and lifelong learning. Programs to promote vocational training and adult education equip citizens with practical skills for diverse industries, from tourism and agriculture to technology and entrepreneurship. Emphasis on lifelong learning encourages Grenadians to adapt to changing economic demands and embrace new opportunities. Youth empowerment. Initiatives to engage and empower youth, including mentorship programs, leadership development, and sports, fostered a sense of purpose and belonging among the younger generation. Environmental stewardship and sustainability. Grenada's commitment to environmental sustainability became a defining feature of its national development strategy. Recognizing the island's vulnerability to climate change, the government and civil society embraced innovative approaches to conservation and resilience. Renewable energy transition. Grenada set ambitious targets for renewable energy adoption, investing in solar, wind, and geothermal projects. These initiatives aim to reduce dependence on imported fossil fuels and lower greenhouse gas emissions. Community-based energy projects empowered citizens to participate in the green transition. Climate resilience. In the wake of Hurricanes Ivan and Emily, Grenada prioritized disaster preparedness and climate resilience. Programs to strengthen infrastructure, restore ecosystems, and educate communities on climate risks became central to national planning. Grenada's leadership in global climate negotiations positioned it as a voice for small island developing states, SIDS, advocating for climate justice and support from developed nations. Biodiversity and conservation. The creation of marine protected areas, reforestation projects, and wildlife conservation programs underscored Grenada's dedication to preserving its natural heritage. These efforts supported ecotourism and ensured the sustainability of vital ecosystems. Cultural revival and global recognition. Grenada's rich cultural heritage remained a source of pride and a key driver of its global identity. Celebrating heritage. Festivals like Spice Mas, Grenada's vibrant carnival, showcased the island's music, dance, and creativity. These events attracted tourists while fostering community spirit and cultural pride. Grenada's culinary traditions, including dishes like oil down and its reputation as the Spice Isle, became integral to its cultural branding. Arts and literature. Grenadian artists, writers, and musicians gained recognition on the international stage, using their talents to tell the island's story and highlight its unique identity. Investments in cultural infrastructure, such as museums and art galleries, supported the preservation and celebration of Grenada's artistic legacy. Sports and achievements. Grenadian athletes brought global attention to the island, with standout performances in track and field, cricket, and other sports. Kirani James, an Olympic gold medalist, became a national hero and a symbol of Grenada's potential on the world stage. Global engagement and diplomacy. Grenada embraced its role as a member of the global community, forging partnerships and contributing to international discourse. Regional leadership. Grenada's active participation in CARICOM and the OECS reinforced its commitment to regional integration and collaboration. Initiatives to promote trade, tourism, and climate action within the Caribbean strengthened Grenada's ties with its neighbors. International partnerships. Grenada expanded its diplomatic relations, engaging with countries in Africa, Asia, and Europe to foster trade, investment, and cultural exchange. Membership in international organizations, such as the United Nations and the Commonwealth, provided a platform for Grenada to advocate for its interests and share its perspectives. Diaspora engagement. Grenada's diaspora played a vital role in its development, contributing remittances, investments, and expertise. Programs to strengthen ties with Grenadians abroad fostered a sense of unity and shared purpose. The future of Grenada. As Grenada moves forward, it faces both challenges and opportunities. Balancing modernization with tradition, sustainability with development, and local priorities with global pressures will require visionary leadership and collective action. Youth and innovation. The younger generation holds the key to Grenada's future. By fostering creativity, entrepreneurship, and innovation, Grenada can build a resilient and dynamic society. Cultural preservation. Grenada must continue to celebrate and preserve its rich cultural heritage, ensuring that its traditions remain vibrant and relevant in a changing world. Global leadership. As a small island nation with big ambitions, Granada can continue to punch above its weight, offering solutions and inspiration on issues ranging from climate change to sustainable development. Conclusion: Granada's journey through the 21st century has been one of transformation and resilience. From its political institutions to its cultural traditions, the island has embraced change while staying true to its roots. As Granada looks to the future, its story of hope, strength, and determination serves as an enduring example of what a small nation can achieve on the global stage. Chapter 15: Granada's Vision for the Future. As Granada enters the next chapter of its history, the island is poised to embrace the future with bold ambition, guided by lessons from its past and fueled by the resilience of its people. The vision for Granada's future is not just about economic growth or political stability. It is about creating a sustainable, inclusive, and vibrant society where every citizen has the opportunity to thrive. This chapter examines Granada's aspirations, ongoing initiatives, and the challenges that lie ahead, painting a picture of a nation determined to define its place in an ever-changing world. A blueprint for sustainability. Granada's commitment to sustainability lies at the heart of its vision for the future. Recognizing the island's vulnerability to climate change, the government and civil society have prioritized efforts to build a resilient and environmentally friendly economy. The green and blue economies. Renewable energy leadership. Granada has set ambitious goals for transitioning to 100% renewable energy by 2050. Solar farms, wind turbines, and geothermal energy projects are at the forefront of this transition, aiming to reduce the island's dependence on imported fossil fuels while lowering greenhouse gas emissions. Marine conservation and the blue economy. With a maritime territory significantly larger than its landmass, Granada is focusing on sustainable fisheries, coral reef restoration, and ecotourism as key pillars of its blue economy. Partnerships with international organizations and marine research institutes are driving innovation in this sector. Climate resilience and adaptation. Disaster preparedness. Investments in resilient infrastructure, early warning systems, and community education programs are equipping Granada to better withstand hurricanes, floods, and other climate-related events. Reforestation and carbon sequestration. Granada's forests, once heavily deforested, are being restored through national tree planting campaigns and rewilding projects. These efforts contribute to carbon sequestration and biodiversity conservation. Sustainable agriculture. The integration of organic farming practices and agroforestry is transforming Granada's agricultural sector. Initiatives to promote local food production and reduce reliance on imports are enhancing food security and supporting small-scale farmers. Innovation and technology. In the digital age, Granada is leveraging technology to drive economic diversification, improve governance, and empower its citizens. Digital transformation. E-government services. Granada is implementing e-government platforms to streamline public services, improve transparency, and enhance citizen engagement. From online tax filing to digital land registration, these initiatives aim to make governance more efficient and accessible. Smart cities and infrastructure. Pilot projects in urban areas are exploring the use of smart technologies to optimize energy use, improve waste management, and enhance public transportation. Tech-based industries. The government is fostering a startup ecosystem by providing grants, mentorship, and co-working spaces for tech entrepreneurs. Areas of focus include software development, fintech, and digital marketing. Partnerships with international tech firms and universities are creating opportunities for Granadians to participate in the global tech economy. Education for the digital age. Digital literacy programs are being introduced in schools, equipping students with the skills needed for careers in technology. Initiatives to expand access to high-speed internet and affordable devices are bridging the digital divide. Culture and identity in a globalized world. Granada's rich cultural heritage remains a cornerstone of its national identity. As the island embraces modernization, efforts to preserve and celebrate its traditions are central to its vision for the future. Promoting cultural heritage. Granada is investing in museums, cultural centers, and archives to preserve its history and showcase its contributions to the world. The digitization of historical records is ensuring that future generations can access and learn from the past. Festivals like Spicemas and cultural tourism initiatives are sharing Granada's traditions with a global audience, boosting national pride and economic growth. Creative industries. The arts are flourishing in Granada, with government and private sector support for film, music, literature, and visual arts. Creative industries are becoming a significant contributor to the economy, creating jobs and fostering innovation. Granadian artists and filmmakers are gaining international recognition, telling stories that highlight the island's unique perspectives and experiences. Diaspora engagement. The Granadian diaspora, spread across the globe, plays a vital role in shaping the island's future. Initiatives to strengthen connections with Granadians abroad are fostering investment, cultural exchange, and the sharing of expertise. Economic growth and social inclusion. Granada's vision for the future includes a commitment to equitable economic growth that benefits all citizens. Reducing inequality and ensuring access to opportunities are central to this goal. Inclusive growth strategies. Policies to promote job creation, support small businesses, and reduce income inequality are central to Granada's development strategy. Special attention is being given to empowering marginalized groups, including women, youth, and people with disabilities. Public-private partnerships are driving investments in key sectors, including renewable energy, healthcare, and infrastructure. Tourism redefined. Granada is reimagining tourism by focusing on sustainability and community engagement. Programs that encourage visitors to participate in cultural experiences, volunteer opportunities, and eco-friendly activities are enhancing the tourism sector's long-term viability. Luxury tourism and boutique experiences are also expanding, attracting high-value travelers while preserving the island's natural beauty. Education and workforce development. Expanding access to quality education and vocational training is equipping Granadians with the skills needed for a rapidly changing global economy. Scholarships, mentorship programs, and internships are providing pathways to success for the next generation. Global leadership and collaboration. Granada's small size belies its growing influence on the global stage. The island is leveraging its unique position to advocate for pressing issues and forge strategic partnerships. Climate advocacy. As a leader among small island developing states, SIDS, Granada is at the forefront of global climate advocacy. The government's active participation in international negotiations has positioned the island as a voice for climate justice and sustainability. Granada's innovative climate initiatives, such as carbon offset programs and renewable energy projects, are serving as models for other nations. Regional integration. Granada's active engagement in CARICOM and the OECS is strengthening regional collaboration on issues such as trade, disaster response, and cultural exchange. Efforts to harmonize policies and deepen economic ties within the Caribbean are enhancing the region's collective resilience and global competitiveness. Diplomatic engagement. Granada's diplomatic efforts are focused on fostering partnerships with countries in Africa, Asia, and Europe. Cultural diplomacy. Trade agreements and academic exchanges are broadening Granada's international reach. Challenges and opportunities. While Granada's vision for the future is ambitious, it is not without challenges. The island must navigate economic uncertainties, environmental threats, and social inequalities to achieve its goals. Navigating economic uncertainty. Global economic shifts, such as changes in trade policies and the impact of pandemics, pose risks to Granada's economy. Diversification and resilience building will be critical to mitigating these risks. Addressing climate vulnerability. Climate change remains an existential threat to Granada. Strengthening disaster preparedness, investing in green infrastructure, and advocating for global climate action are essential to safeguarding the island's future. Fostering social cohesion. As Granada modernizes, ensuring that all citizens feel included and valued will require policies that promote equity, dialogue, and community engagement. Conclusion, a vision of hope. Granada's vision for the future is one of hope, resilience, and possibility. By embracing sustainability, innovation, and inclusivity, the island is charting a path that honors its past while embracing the opportunities of the present and future. Granada's journey is a testament to the strength of its people, the richness of its culture, and the power of collective action to create a brighter tomorrow. Chapter 16, Granada, a beacon of progress. Grenada's evolution into the 21st century has positioned it as a small nation with a big vision. Overcoming centuries of colonialism, natural disasters, and socioeconomic challenges, the island now stands as a model for resilience, sustainability, and innovation. This final chapter reflects on Grenada's journey, its current achievements, and its aspirations for the future. It explores how Grenada has become a beacon of progress, both for its citizens and as an example for other small island nations worldwide. Reflecting on the journey, Grenada's progress cannot be understood without reflecting on its history, one of struggle, perseverance, and triumph, from colonization to independence. The island's journey from its early days of colonization, through periods of French and British rule, to achieving independence in 1974, has shaped its identity. Each chapter of this history has left a mark on Grenada's culture, governance, and society. The revolutionary period of the late 1970s and early 1980s stands as a testament to Grenada's drive for self-determination, even amid political turmoil. Recovery and resilience. Grenada's recovery from events such as Hurricanes Ivan and Emily, as well as its rebuilding efforts after political instability, highlight the resilience of its people. The ability to turn crises into opportunities for growth has become a defining feature of the nation, a vision rooted in community. Throughout its history, Grenada has drawn strength from its close-knit communities. Whether rebuilding after disasters or preserving cultural traditions, the spirit of collaboration has been central to Grenada's progress. Achievements in the 21st century. The 21st century has been a transformative period for Grenada, marked by significant advancements across various sectors. Economic growth and diversification. Grenada has diversified its economy beyond agriculture and tourism, exploring new industries such as renewable energy, technology, and creative arts. This diversification has provided more opportunities for citizens and reduced the island's vulnerability to external shocks. Initiatives to support small businesses and entrepreneurs have created a more dynamic economic landscape, empowering Grenadians to contribute to the nation's growth. Leadership in climate action. Grenada has emerged as a global leader in climate advocacy, representing Small Island Developing States, SIDS, in international forums. Its ambitious climate goals, including achieving carbon neutrality and expanding renewable energy, demonstrate its commitment to sustainability. Innovative programs, such as the creation of marine protected areas and investment in green infrastructure, have positioned Grenada as a model for balancing development with environmental conservation. Cultural renaissance. Grenada's cultural heritage continues to thrive, with music, literature, and festivals celebrating its rich history and diversity. The promotion of cultural tourism has brought global attention to Grenadian traditions, from spice moss to its world-famous spices. Investments in arts and education have fostered a new generation of Grenadian creatives, ensuring that the island's culture remains vibrant and relevant. Grenada on the global stage. Despite its small size, Grenada has made significant strides in establishing itself as a respected player in global affairs. Regional integration. Grenada's active participation in CARICOM and the OECS reflects its commitment to regional collaboration. By working with neighboring countries on issues such as trade, disaster response, and cultural exchange, Grenada has strengthened its position within the Caribbean. Efforts to harmonize policies and deepen economic ties within the region have created opportunities for shared prosperity and collective resilience. Diplomatic engagement. Grenada has expanded its diplomatic reach, forging partnerships with nations across Africa, Asia, Europe, and the Americas. These relationships have brought investment, trade opportunities, and cultural exchange. As a member of international organizations such as the United Nations, Grenada has amplified its voice on issues such as climate change, sustainable development, and social justice. A voice for small nations. Grenada's leadership in advocating for the interests of small island nations has made it a symbol of resilience and determination. Its ability to address global challenges while remaining true to its values has inspired other nations to follow its example. A vision for the future. Grenada's vision for the future is ambitious, encompassing sustainability, innovation, and inclusivity. This vision reflects the aspirations of a nation determined to build a brighter tomorrow. Sustainability is a cornerstone. Grenada aims to become a leader in sustainable development, balancing economic growth with environmental protection. Efforts to promote renewable energy, conserve natural resources, and combat climate change are central to this vision. Community-based initiatives, such as sustainable farming and ecotourism, ensure that citizens are active participants in creating a sustainable future. Empowering the next generation. Education and youth empowerment are at the heart of Grenada's future plans. By investing in schools, vocational training, and mentorship programs, Grenada is equipping its young people with the skills and knowledge to thrive in a globalized world. Programs to foster entrepreneurship and innovation are creating opportunities for Grenada's youth to contribute to the nation's progress. Inclusive growth and social equity. Grenada is committed to creating a society where everyone has the opportunity to succeed. Policies to reduce inequality, support marginalized groups, and promote social cohesion are central to this goal. Investments in healthcare, housing, and infrastructure are improving the quality of life for all Grenadians, ensuring that progress benefits the entire population. Lessons for the world. Grenada's story offers valuable lessons for other nations, particularly those facing similar challenges. Its experiences highlight the importance of resilience, innovation, and collaboration in achieving sustainable development. Resilience in the face of adversity. Grenada's ability to recover from natural disasters, political upheaval, and economic challenges underscores the importance of community and perseverance. The nation's proactive approach to disaster preparedness and climate resilience serves as a model for other vulnerable regions. The power of collaboration. Grenada's success in fostering partnerships, both regionally and internationally, demonstrates the value of collaboration in addressing global challenges. By working together, small nations can amplify their voices and achieve meaningful change on the world stage. A blueprint for sustainable development. Grenada's focus on sustainability, from renewable energy to ecotourism, provides a blueprint for balancing growth with environmental conservation. The nation's innovative approaches to climate action and resource management offer inspiration for other countries seeking to build a sustainable future. Conclusion: Grenada's enduring legacy. Grenada's journey is a testament to the strength and determination of its people. From its turbulent history to its ambitious vision for the future, the island has demonstrated that even small nations can achieve greatness. As Grenada continues to evolve, it serves as a beacon of hope and progress, inspiring others to embrace resilience, innovation, and unity. This chapter closes with a reflection on the spirit of Grenada, a spirit that has weathered storms, overcome challenges, and risen to meet the future with unwavering courage. Grenada's legacy is not just one of survival, but of transformation, proving that with vision and determination, anything is possible.